美东时间4月1号星期四，北京时间4月2号星期五，欢迎收看美国观察，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。七名香港民主派人士，包括李柱铭、黎智英等人，4月1日被定罪。白宫批评这是北京罔顾香港人民追求自治与自由的声音。另一方面，美国、日本、韩国的国家安全顾问星期五将在美国海军官校召开拜登政府任内的首次峰会。详细情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是香港法庭在4月1号呢判处了包括壹传媒的创办人黎智英，还有香港民主党的创党主席李柱铭等七名的民主活动人士两项罪名。那说他们是参加在2019年在香港维园举办的818流水式的这个反送中的集会。那么他们两项被控处的罪名呢，分别是被控组织未经批准集结，以及明知而参与未经批准集结两项罪名。那么在4月1号的白宫新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇对于北京的做法提出了批评。我们来看一下沙奇今天是怎么说的。
Politically motivated convictions in Hong Kong of 7 pro-democracy activists once again shows the degree to which Beijing seeks to crush all forms of peaceful dissent in the city. These activists were taking part in a peaceful demonstration of over 1.7 million Hong Kongers protesting for the autonomy and freedom.Freedoms promised to them by the PRC. Their conviction is yet another example of Beijing eroding Hong Kong's freedoms and failing to live up to its international obligations under the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
那么在星期四的美国国务院新闻简报会上呢，国务院的发言人普莱斯也批评了中国的做法，并且呢说美国谴责中国对香港的基本自由以及民主体制的侵犯，美国继续跟数百万的港人站在一起。而大家也都看到了，在香港呢现在自由是不断的受到侵蚀。那我们知道呢，这个美国的白宫国安顾问沙利文的邀请之下呢，日本的国家安全保障局长北村滋以及韩国青瓦台的国家安保室室长徐勋星期五将来到美国的这个海军学院来进行三方会谈。那么国务院发言普莱斯星期四说呢，美国珍惜美国与日本还有美国与韩国之间的双边关系，但是现在呢也要促成三方的关系。他说星期五的三国国安顾问的会谈呢将会再次讨论拜登政府即将完成的朝鲜政策审议，并且请日本与韩国的国安官员提供意见。而且呢，朝鲜的无核化将是这个政策当中的核心。普莱斯也说呢，任何朝鲜政策要取得成功，必须是美国要跟盟友一起来做，那包括呢像这一次的日本以及韩国。此外呢，这美国驻帕劳大使尼约翰则随着帕劳的总统惠树人访问了台湾，引发了中国的抗议及批评。国务院发言人普莱斯则说呢，中国承诺与台湾加深关系，并且呢，台湾是一个领先的民主，那美国呢将会依照长期以来的美国的一中政策来与台湾继续的接触。那关于双方官员呢去华府或者是在台北呢来进行接触以及访问呢，都是拜登政府考虑的项目之一。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅的详细报道。美国副总统哈里斯参加了美国卫生与公共服务部周四启动的新冠病毒社区队计划线上启动仪式，他呼吁社区领导者鼓励民众接种疫苗。新冠病毒社区队计划的目标是建立一个全国性的社区领导者的网络，以增强民众对于疫苗的信心。该计划包括275个创始会员组织，能够覆盖数百万美国人，并且动员卫生专家、科学家、社区组织、宗教领袖、企业、民权组织、体育联盟和各行各业的美国人参与进来。
Honest about that, we certainly are.We have to be honest that in some communities there is a concern about getting vaccinated. Some based on mistrust, based on history. Some based on just rooted in misinformation, of which there is a lot out there, and we need your help to combat that. And so these are some of the concerns that people have, and these are fair concerns which we must address. But no matter the community, trusted leaders are the best way to boost confidence.
美国众议院议长佩洛西周四谴责香港法院对七名民主派领袖定罪。同一天，国会也举行了听证会，讨论公平投票权。有关今天国会方面的最新发展，请美国之音记者文浩来介绍。文浩。
所以卡拉，那么就像刚刚说到的，就在四月一日这一天呢，香港的法院是判决了七名民主派的领袖，是说他们参加或者是组织了未经批准的集会。那么这些领袖当中有包括一些我们耳熟能详的人物，比如说是易媒体的创办人黎智英，以及这个香港的民主党的创党主席李柱铭。那么在这个判决被宣布之后呢，长期关注香港局势的佩洛西议长呢，就是在他的推特上发文进行了谴责。那么他是说到呢，说李柱铭和其他六名泛民主派领袖因为和平抗议而被判决，深深地证明了北京正在加速对法治的破坏，美国国会将继续要求北京对香港的人权侵犯负责。那么另外呢，我们知道美国总统拜登是在昨天宣布了他的2万亿的美国就业计划，那计划是将会侧重于这个基础设施、制造业、清洁能源、护理产业以及科技研发的投资。那么在今天的记者会呢，在今天的记者会上，佩洛西议长是表扬了拜登总统的这个计划，并且是多次重复了拜登总统的这个重建计划的口号，说援助即将到来。那么他同时也是对一些国会议员反对或者是批评比如绿色能源这样的字眼是进行了回应。我们来听一下他是怎么说的。
That we need to address what the climate crisis, governance gives us some path to do that. If you don't believe in science and you don't believe in governance and you're in the pocket of the fossil fuel industry,That's where you are, and you might call that fear. I call it lack of courage too.
那么在同一天呢，美国的国会还是就这个公平投票权进行了听证会。那么这个选举小组委员会的主席巴特菲尔德，他在会上是说呢，选民应该平等而不受拘束的行使投票权。那么每位选民的权利都应该得到保护。我们来听一下。
It is our duty.As elected members of Congress to uphold and defend the Constitution and to protect the rights of every single voter in this country. In a country that holds itself out as the greatest democracy in the world, every citizen deserves equal and unfettered access to the ballot box. The elections of last year showed us that when barriers are removedAnd voters are given options for when and how to cast their ballot. Participation in our democratic process increases. And that increased participation does not compromise the integrity of our elections. In fact, it actually bolsters integrity. However, even in an election with such high participation, access to the franchise was still last year.It was still not equal for all Americans. We can and we must do better.
那是他刚刚还是说到了去年的大选的参与度是如此之高，但是仍然不是每个美国人都享有同等的行使投票的权利。他也是说呢，美国必须做得更好。那以上就是国会方面的最新发展。卡拉，
好的，感谢文浩带来国会方面的消息。美国国会下属的美中经济与安全审查委员会星期三在一份题为《中国医疗体系应对新冠疫情前后存在的能力不足》的报告中，分析了中国医疗体系存在的不足之处。报告指出，中国在人均医疗支出正在增加，但与其他主要经济体相比仍然较低，这主要是由于中国政府的资金投入不足。报告认为，医疗机构的预算不足是中国医疗系统腐败盛行的一个主要原因。同时，新冠疫情使中国医疗系统面临的挑战受到前所未有的关注。报告说，中国的医疗保健在过去的十年取得了长足的进步，但在应对中国人口老龄化和慢性病发病率不断上升的问题上，仍然能力不足。白宫星期三说，美国国家安全顾问沙利文当天与菲律宾国家安全顾问埃斯佩伦通电话，讨论了他们对中国海上民兵的船只最近在牛轭礁附近集结的共同关切。沙利文强调，美国与菲律宾的盟友一道维护以规则为基础的国际海洋秩序，并重申美菲共同防御条约在南中国海的适用性。双方一致认为，美国和菲律宾将继续密切协调应对南中国海的挑战。菲律宾政府周三说，250多艘中国船只不顾菲方反对，正在中菲有主权争议的六个岛礁处集结。菲方认为这些船只由中国民兵操控，并要求中方立即将船只撤走。 美国飞机制造商波音公司提醒美国政府不要把与中国的人权纠纷与两国之间的贸易混在一起。波音公司表示，被拖入这场争斗可能会失去中国市场，被欧洲对手空客公司超越。波音公司首席执行官戴夫·卡尔霍恩周三在美国商会航空峰会上表示，波音不能参与美中双边纠纷，承担不起脱离中国市场的代价。他希望能够把知识产权、人权以及其他问题与贸易分开，继续鼓励在美中这两个经济大国之间建立一种自由贸易的环境。周四美股全线收涨，标普500首次突破4000点，再创盘中和收盘历史新高。道琼斯指数收报33,153.21点，涨幅为0.5%。纳斯达克指数收报13,480.11点，涨幅为1.8%。标普500收报4,019.87点，涨幅为1.2%。周三拜登公布的2万亿美元基建投资，结合近期通过的1.9万亿经济纾困方案，空前宽松的财政和货币政策提振了市场情绪。在经济数据面，上周全国首请失业金的人数为71.9万人，高于预期的67.5万人。三月份制造业活动指数攀升至64.7，是1983年以来的最高水平。星期五美国股市休市一天。美国观察每天美东时间下午北京时间早上6点到6点半在 YouTube、 推特、脸书平台同步直播，欢迎您在直播间为我们留言和提问，期待在今后的节目中与您互动，分享您的意见。海军上将詹姆斯·斯塔夫·里迪斯在北约服役37年，还担任过美国南方司令部的领导人。他在职业生涯中和世界各地强大的海军打交道。美国之音记者弗兰切斯基和他谈到了北京和华盛顿之间当前的局势。
中国几乎控制着整个南中国海，并声称对这个运输全球将近2/3的贸易量以及供应市场的大部分能源的水域拥有无可辩驳的主权。华盛顿担心，如果允许中国界定一个新的地缘政治主导地区，将会破坏亚洲和世界的稳定。北京指责华盛顿举行大型军事演习，并在有争议的海域部署更多的军舰，是在蓄意加剧紧张局势。而美国希望说服中国采用法治来实现目标，符合自身利益。但退役海军上将詹姆斯·斯塔夫·里迪斯说，矛盾的观点可能导致意外的战争。
Both sides, I think, have, unfortunately, the possibility of, miscalculating. The United States could believe that, they could push forward again and again.And that China would, not want to respond militarily. China, on the other hand, could believe that the United States would back off if China fired the initial shot or two.
斯塔夫·里迪斯认为，到2034年，中国可能在网络安全关键领域领先美国，并创造出先进的攻击性网络工具。中国也在更加民族主义化。地缘战略的不稳定性也在亚洲其他地区蔓延。斯塔夫·里迪斯说，这两个超级大国仍可在某些领域寻求合作。
The US and China together, are the only possible combination that can move the needle on global warming and climate change. A second one would be to prepare for what we've just gone through. What about the next pandemic in a much better world, the U.S. and China would be cooperating to help us all prepare for that.
未来是合作冲突或是通过审慎谈判取得中间立场还有待观察，但明显的是，美国和中国的关系发展对全世界将有巨大影响。美国之音记者弗兰切斯基，华盛顿报道。
拜登总统周三公布了总额达2万亿美元的基建方案，该方案涉及基建、科技、能源等多个领域，旨在未来的8年内改善美国基础设施的面貌，并促进经济发展。基建方案获得了国会民主党人的支持，但也有可能面临共和党人的不同意见。专家认为，美国有必要推出基建计划，但应对投资进行谨慎审议。
Thank you.We have to move now. Today to drive cars. What I'm proposing is a one-time capital investment of roughly $2 trillion in America's future, spread largely over 8 years. It will generate historic job growth, historic economic growth, help businesses to compete internationally, create more revenue as well.
We actually are thrilled that he has a similar vision of really investing in a bold infrastructure plan that tackles climate change, tackles climate justice, really invests in many different pieces of our physical infrastructure, and also invests in some of the human capital in terms of care jobs in long-term care that will be required.
The vision that they put down,And going so far as to talk about land use, to talk about billions of dollars in rail, in EVs, and making sure that we're putting EV charging stations across the country, to make sure that we are making investments in Amtrak, in public transit, in roads, bridges, care, et cetera, is really important.
It's a big number, and I don't think you have to make any bones about that. That's a ton of money, and if we're going to spend that much money, we want to be sure we're investing it well. And I don't know enough about this bill to say whether the government has the ability to monitor and do it well.
In 50 years, people are going to look back and say, this was the moment that America won the future.
纽约市在发生了数起亚裔女性遭受攻击的事件后，29岁的亚裔特雷莎丁认为社区巡逻对制止攻击是最直接有效的办法，所以她开始自发的巡街，并称之为大街巡逻。她的行动获得了部分民众的回响。目前志愿者以3人一组的方式巡逻亚裔密集地区，来看一看她的故事。
Flushing all the time, now a little bit less, but just seeing that attack really just felt like that could have been, you know, my mother or my friend's mom or someone, you know, close. It could be anyone.
In every way as a city, have to work together to stop these attacks. We are seeing them, different people, different places, they're all unacceptable. And again, the crucial need is for in every case, whether someone regards it as a small act or a major act, to report it.
Compassion back to the community, and I think that's something that's been lost throughout the decades. And just coming together and helping each other is the bigger message. I think fending for each other, standing up, bringing humanity back is what I really want.
新冠疫情大流行延续了一年多，目前疫苗增加了产量，大规模的疫苗接种中心在美国各地迅速兴起。美国各地的大学也加入了这些中心，每天为成千上万的民众提供服务。来看美国之音记者斯特拉克的报道。
美国人一直在等待，等待着，等待轮到他们获得新冠疫苗。随着越来越多的疫苗可用，美国的高等院校争相贡献校园，作为大规模疫苗接种中心。其中之一是坐落在弗吉尼亚州阿巴拉契亚山脉脚下的雪兰多大学。这所大学的校长特雷西·菲茨西蒙斯说，自一月中旬以来，已经有50,000人在这里接种了疫苗。
We not only have the space here, but we also have the expertise. We have a pharmacy school, a nursing school, a school of health professions. So they're all qualified vaccinators. Our business school knows how to run a big entity, so they helped us.
截至3月23日，只有25%的美国人口接种了疫苗，但美国疾病控制中心预测，到8月将会有90%的人注射疫苗。雪兰多大学的诊所由750名志愿者组成，其中包括像金伯利·西古恩扎这样的学生，他学习生物学、公共卫生和西班牙语，并为患者提供翻译服务。
One of my favorite things that had happened was this past week, I saw a Spanish-speaking lady. She knew that this was like a safe place where she could get the information she needed without having that language barrier.
阔德阿尔阿里将于5月获得药理学博士学位。他已经一年没有见到在沙特阿拉伯的丈夫和家人，一直忙于给弗吉尼亚人接种疫苗。
I really had a good time observing people, talking to the patients, and asking them how they are they doing, and sometimes even answering questions about, for example, what over-the-counter medications they should take if they had a fever.
菲茨西蒙斯校长说。他希望疫苗产量继续攀升，如果供应增加，雪兰多诊所每天可提供6000支疫苗。
Everybody has a right to this vaccine. We can only do our part here in this community to make sure that all people from all different income levels, all races and ethnicities, no matter what language you speak, whether you read or write, whether you have a home or you're homeless, everybody has a right to this vaccine.
Excellent. You did great.
美国之音斯特拉克。弗吉尼亚·温彻斯特报道。
尽管很多地区因大流行病而实施封锁，67岁的匹克球教练海伦·怀特仍然设法继续打球并担任教练。美国之音记者莫斯卡科夫采访了海伦，他谈到了大流行病之后他的生活发生了哪些变化。
在2020年3月初期，67岁的海伦·怀特压根儿没想到，那一场匹克球练习是之后8个月的最后一场。那是8个月漫长的休息。这位匹克球教练和其他爱好者在一个华盛顿健身房会面几天后，美国宣布封锁，以阻止新冠病毒传染，不再有运动比赛，健身房也关门停业。但像许多其他的美国人一样，怀特也适应了。
Learned to use Zoom, and for the first time, I had time to actually work on my own fitness. So I found a number of places where I could take online fitness classes.
但作为一个积极又热衷于匹克球的运动员和教导过3000多人的教练，他无法脱离很久。
I figured out our driveway was wide enough.For a pickleball net. So I taped, it wasn't a full court, but I taped our driveway, brought out our portable net, and you know, we got to hit and drill a lot during that pandemic. It was quite awesome, and neighbors wanted to join in, but I'd only let them come one at a time, but that was fun. It was good. And then as we got more comfortable withYou know, wearing a mask and whatnot, we actually took our pickleball net to the street.
皮克球由2个或4个人来玩，他们用木头或复合材料做的实心球拍，把多孔的聚合物球打过球网。这个运动很像网球，特别受老年人的欢迎。 怀特的丈夫安迪·里顿11年前被诊断出患有帕金森氏病，但他仍经常打球。他的成功鼓舞怀特向患有各种神经疾病的人推广这个运动。
In Northern Virginia, prior to the pandemic, the preference was for people to play pickleball indoors. We had community centers and they were crowded, but we just waited our turn and played a game and then waited our turn and played a game. But during that pandemic, people discovered outdoor courts, outdoor play.
怀特也和一个非营利组织合作，为残障退伍军人推广击球运动。今天怀特指导坐轮椅的人参加这个比赛，而最近他接到当地一个聋哑协会打来的电话，他们也想用球拍和一个遍布小孔的小皮克球为他们的生活激起一些兴奋，并且来一场老少咸宜、没有新冠危险的比赛。美国之音记者莫斯卡科夫华盛顿报道。
美国正在成为一个越来越多样化的国家，到2045年，预计白人人口将不到总人口的50%，而人们正在努力让儿童书像美国的人口一样多样化。来看美国之音记者梅卡尔的报道。
许多美国孩童在成长过程所读的书里没有看起来像他们的人物，对克里斯塔·阿隆森来说确实如此。
As an adult, I can see the ways in which having more representation of children like me might have made me feel more confident and comfortable in moving around the world, less like an outsider.
这是阿隆森创立多样化书籍搜索网站的原因之一。
When children see themselves reflected in the literature that they read, it helps them understand that they are visible and valuable members of society, which can help instill feelings of positivity about their own identities.
多样化图书搜索器帮助图书馆管理员和一般民众寻找包容各种人的儿童书籍。杰森·霍默在马萨诸塞州的一个种族多元化的地区管理图书馆系统。他希望年轻的读者一拿起书本，都能看到自己和其他文化的健康呈现。
We want books to be both the window and the mirror for people. So we want children to be able to see themselves in books, and we want children to be able to see into other cultures. And so diversity is an essential part of building any library collection.
菲利普·奈尔指导堪萨斯州立大学的儿童文学项目。
Children all need to see themselves.In the books they read, they need to know that their stories matter. They need to know that their lives matter. To have your voice, to have your story, to have your life and history not acknowledged is a kind of spiritual erasure. It tells you you don't matter.
专家说，儿童读物缺乏多样性会伤害所有的年轻读者，而不仅仅是边缘化群体的孩子。
But it also damages majority kids.Imaginations. It damages white kids' imaginations because it suggests to them that they are the center of the universe. It suggests to them that only their stories matter, you know, and that instills in them a false sense of superiority. That can lead to racist ways of seeing, too.
随着孩子们在一个越来越多样化的世界里成长，弥合任何鸿沟的能力对他们未来的成就可能有关键作用。
And I really do see it as a muscle that has to be worked and practiced. How do I interact with those who may be different from me? It's going to be important to the success of our children and thus the success of our society.
这意味着儿童图画书并不仅是儿戏。美国之音记者梅卡尔，华盛顿报道。
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。